In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every time we inhale, our diaphragms contract. It moves downward so that the space in our chest cavity increases. The lungs expand, air is pulled in, and with the help of a fancy protein called hemoglobin, oxygen goes into our blood. And while all of this is going on, carbon dioxide moves into the lungs and then is forced out when we exhale. The whole thing is pretty amazing. And there are hundreds of more details about this thing that we call breathing that I left out. And given that the average person takes about 25,000 breaths every day, it's no wonder that we should check in with our breathing every now and then, especially in this time of distress and the chance that our breathing might even be affected by a simple virus. In our Old Testament reading for today, God shows the prophet Ezekiel a vision that makes quite dramatic how important this simple thing of breathing really is. It brings the resurrection of the whole army of Israel. Ezekiel envisions those who were very dead breathing again, physically. But he's also seeing what breath can mean spiritually, with a definite pun intended there. More on that later. Ultimately, of course, Ezekiel's vision is a picture of what Jesus does for us. Jesus gives us the breath of resurrected life. God's people haven't been breathing very well. Sin strangles us all. We were born into broken breathing. Many of us had to even be shocked into taking our first breath. And as we grow, our breathing doesn't work the way that it should. Pneumonia happens. Asthma happens. We inhale all kinds of things that harm us physically. Drugs, too much food, too much sitting, or a virus. And we inhale all sorts of things that harm us spiritually, too. Greed for a new BMW, or for a new truck, or for a corner office, or a better look in the mirror, or a new partner. This kind of breathing has dried us to the core. Israel was breathing all the wrong things, and it resulted in their destruction and captivity in Babylon. God gives Ezekiel a vision of what that means for them spiritually. It's as if they are breathless, very dry bones. Ezekiel was forced to take a good look at the situation, just as God's law causes us to take a close look at our own condition. As he tells you, no human will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. When we see just how bad we are in the mirror of the law, we don't like what we see. We've been taking into our nostrils the breath of death. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. On our own, we are deep down in the lowest of low places, lying lifeless in the valley of death. But a breath of fresh air is on the way. It begins with the word of the Lord. You receive it here each week and sometimes over the airways so you can breathe it in. and it provides a revival. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews sums it up very well. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. His Word is living and active. And where the Word is, so also is the Spirit. In Hebrew, ruach. Prophesy to the breath, the ruach. Prophesy, Son of Man, say to the ruach, thus says the Lord God. Come from the four winds, O ruach, and breathe on these slain that they may live. Spirit and breath, it's the same word. That Hebrew play on words, a pun that doesn't make us groan, but maybe it gives us pause to think. Because where the ruach is, there is life. I will cause ruach to enter you and you shall live. I will put my ruach within you and you shall live. The Word and the Spirit give us back the breath of life that we lost in the fall. Notice it's just like the way God created Adam. First, He formed him. Then He breathed into him the ruach of life. So God now calls His people to take a breather. Jesus gives us the breath of resurrected life. In the gospel, Jesus speaks, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus receives a new breath of life. In fact, an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear Jesus' voice and come out. The breath that Jesus gives recreates both soul and body. Remember how very physical the resurrection was that Ezekiel saw. The breath that Jesus gives reaches even those in the grave. This breath of resurrected life happens because Jesus gave up His breath on the cross. Matthew tells it all. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up His ruach. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook and the rocks were split and the tombs were opened. Makes you wonder if that's happening here, doesn't it? Now this breath of resurrected life is given in the divine service. Each week, every time you receive holy absolution, it is a new breath for a new day. Taking in the preached word both kills false hopes and gives life to the dead. With this breath in you, God sees you as already raised up in Christ in the heavenly places. This is our sure comfort and hope, because if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Yeah, breathing is a big deal. All of us are aware of that in the midst of this pandemic. And today, God calls us all to receive the breath of resurrected life that comes only from Jesus. So, take a breather. In Him is a breath for the weary and the heavy laden, for the crushed in spirit, for the despised and lowly. The breath He gives enters into the deepest dryness of your life. and revitalizes who you are beyond all understanding. Yes, in Jesus is a breath of life that extends beyond the grave. So breathe easy, my friends. Amen. And the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till He returns again in glory. Amen.